Thank you for standing by, and welcome to the AAK Press and Analysis Conference Call. At this time, all participants are in a listen mode only. There will be a presentation followed by a question and answer session, at which time, if you wish to ask a question, please press star one on your telephone keypad. I must advise you that this conference is being recorded today on Wednesday, the 9th of April, 2014. And I'd like to hand the conference over to our first speaker, Arne Frank. Please go ahead, sir.
Thank you very much. Hello, everybody, and very welcome to this press and analyst conf call. I'm Arne Frank, sitting here with our CFO, Fredrik Nilsson, that many of you know well. We thank you for being available on a short notice to discuss this, as we believe, a very value-enhancing acquisition of CSM's bakery oils and fats business in Benelux and Maxem, Belgium. The agenda we are proposing, and I want to say we have also Anders Byström, our Director of Investor Relations, on a telephone line to jump in if there is any particularly difficult question from any of you. We are proposing to try to put this acquisition in its strategic perspective, and then we are proposing to describe what is CSM Oils and Fats Benelux and Belgium. We believe this is a relatively short presentation, and that means there should be some time for a few questions and answers by the end of the call. If you can accept this approach, we are moving on to page 3. On page 3, ladies and gentlemen, we are trying to start putting this into its strategic perspective. And then you could maybe first say we thought AAK was working hard on new economies, markets with demographic and GDP growth, and maybe also urbanization, because that's where the future of the growth in the food industry sits. And to that, we can, of course, only say yes. But we also believe when a very good, interesting, and value-enhancing opportunity comes across, one should not be so stubborn to the main plan that one looks away from a good opportunity, and one should instead readapt the plan and pragmatically go for it. However, we don't see this changing our long-term objective. You can see on page 3 how we, over the last few years, have changed our geographical mix from back in 2006, nearly 70% of our business in Northern and Western Europe, down to only 40% in 2013, and we have an objective to take it down to 30, or more correctly, take the mid and fast growth markets up to 70%. So now we are adding roughly 5% to the gray color code here, but we are not changing our long-term objective to have 70% of our business in mid to high growth countries. Maybe we are pushing the objective a year into the future. That's not unlikely, but we believe when this opportunity came up, we did the right thing to pragmatically go for it. And you will see in the next few pages that you will believe that we did the right thing. However, continuing the global perspective, on page 4 you can see where we are with manufacturing, with sales offices, with local customization plants, and with our sourcing operations. And then you can of course see that in South America we are currently only with a factory in Uruguay and a sales office in Sao Paulo. Not many weeks ago we disclosed we are building a greenfield operation in Brazil, we want to take this opportunity occasion to just confirm that that project is moving on according to plans, and that will be very valuable for us. The other big gap you can see on the map is, of course, Asia, where we have a good sales office in Shanghai, we have a good sales office in Southeast Asia, we have a very good toll manufacturing operation in Malaysia, but of course we need something in China. We have not disclosed anything in China, but we are working hard on several different options. Going then back to Europe, you can see we are well implanted in Northern and Western Europe, but we do not have so much in Western Europe south of, we can say, the Netherlands. Moving on, page 5, putting this into its strategic perspective and strategic context. Our new company program launched in January this year, Action, focusing on sales, organic growth, and all the different levers to create organic growth, innovation, and execution, including productivity. And we see that this acquisition and seeing CSM Oils and Fats Bakery in Benelux join the AAK family is, as a matter of fact, an initiative that covers all three dimensions in the Action program with an organic growth perspective, with an innovation perspective, and with a productivity in operations and in CapEx that I will come back to and try to develop a bit upon. So what is CSM Oils and Fats Benelux Belgium? It's a leading bakery fat supplier to the bakery markets in primarily Belgium, the Netherlands, and France, and in relation to this transaction also partly Germany. We are speaking about around 100 very professional people and revenues of a small 1 billion SEK, Swedish krona, in 2013. And in the transaction is included a very well-run and very well-operated production facility factory in Maxem, nearby Antwerp in Belgium. A broad and very interesting range of bakery fats and solutions, both margarines, shortenings, and pumpable shortenings. And pumpable shortenings is a particularly interesting bakery application. A professional and experienced sales force and a professional and experienced team of application specialists and customer co-development specialists within the bakery field. We're also in the transaction receiving a very professional bakery innovation center. Moving on to page 7, commenting on the innovation center, which is strategic to us because bakery innovation centers in Europe, we currently have to some degree in Scandinavia, and we are having to some degree in the UK. Besides these two, this has been a gap for us in our strategies in Northern and Western Europe. So this comes very handy, and we don't have to create this ourselves. The Maxim organization adds customer co-development resources and capabilities, as mentioned, and also to some degree product development within the bakery field. What is also important when we are working with customer co-development is the capability not only of the innovation center but also to run for new products and the results of the customer co-development initiatives, smaller production batches. And in Maxim we're also having now, or will have when this transaction is closed. A very good pilot plant with all the relevant development and trial production equipment, as well as all the necessary analytical equipment. Page 8. We have talked many times about that the big part of AAK's business we could call semi-speciality. We believe we are the world leader in speciality oils and fats. We have a small remaining amount of commodity business, but between those two mentioned, there is a wide range of products and a large volume that we should call semi-speciality. And we have also talked several times that such products, subject to where competition is based and subject to where the customer is, can travel certain distances. And very often these kind of products, and the bakery sector is very often typical semi-speciality products, we say that the products can, in a meaningful way, travel between 1,000 and 1,600 kilometers, again, subject to how dense competition is and where the customer is. So we can see here on the map that we can be really successful in those applications in the Nordic countries, in the UK, and now with Maxim also in Benelux and big parts of Germany, and big parts of France, and maybe a little bit more. We have a good factory in Holland, outside Amsterdam, but this factory is very much specialized infant nutrition and CCF, mainly, some other products, but mainly. And those products in the Sandvik factory has been seeing very nice organic growth over the last few years. So, as we say here on this page, we see very interesting and nice opportunities to optimize our European manufacturing footprint. It enables opportunity to optimize the location of our manufacturing of various products. It will reduce group CapEx needs. Let me give you a couple of examples. We were having discussions about investing further in bakery products in Scandinavia. We were having discussions for similar investments in the UK, and as a matter of fact, also in Holland. With the capabilities of Maxim and with the available not fully utilized capacity in Maxim, we can optimize and we can minimize further CapEx needs. We can also optimize cost synergies and we can also optimize cost transportation costs. But most important, this strengthens our position in the Western Europe, continental Europe bakery market. It creates very appealing cross-selling opportunities, i.e. to the CSM customer base we can sell also other AAK products, and to the AAK customer base we can sell some of the CSM products. Very similar synergies as we saw in the Unipro Turkey acquisition 8 months ago. And we believe that recipe can be applied also here. And that will be mainly bakery products, but it will also to some degree be CCF products. With the Innovation Center, we can move our positions forward materially concerning customer co-development within bakery in Western Europe. And again, we can optimize the European manufacturing footprint. Speaking, specializing certain factories to certain ranges and optimizing CapEx and maximizing how we use the available capacity. So lots of opportunity and lots of advantages. That would be the main strategic rationale. Financial impact. We are speaking here about the volume of roughly 100,000 metric tons, but as I indicated, an important high quality unutilized production capacity. EBIT is very modest here currently, so we are saying that we do not expect this to contribute to our EBIT until Q3, Q4, 2015. And this very good acquisition will be fully reported in the Food Ingredients business area. That, ladies and gentlemen, was basically the short comment and introduction to this subject. We propose hereby that we go over to Q&A, if you have such. So please go ahead.
Thank you. If you'd like to ask a question today, please press star 1 on your telephone keypad and wait for your name to be announced by an operator. If you wish to cancel that request, it's the hash key. As a further reminder, there's star 1 for a question. We currently have two questions. The first question comes from the line of Casper Bloom from Handelsbanken Capital. Please ask your question.
Hi guys, this is Casper from Handelsbanken. I know you're not too keen on talking about the price, but maybe you could give a little hint on where you see EBIT per kilo heading, and also maybe a little bit of timing on this. Should we sort of be looking for the average of the food ingredients once you have this up and running as a proxy? And secondly, you mentioned that there is unutilized capacity. Could you put a number to that? How much more than 100,000 is the real capacity here? Thank you.
Hello, Mr. Bloom. Thank you very much for your good questions. As always, I happily and easily take all the questions where we easily can answer straightforward, and the more complicated questions with more subtle answers are delegated to our CFO. So here comes Mr. Nilsson.
Thank you, Arne. You have absolutely right, Casper, that we normally not disclose the price level, but as you understand that this business is not the most profitable, so the price tag has not been that significant. And then, of course, there will be some working capital you take over. I think when you should look at EBIT per kilo, you should not start to look into the average of food ingredients. You should be below that level going forward. And there are some more capacity. We will not give you exact, cannot give an exact number today, but you can have a substantial growth in the 100,000 metric ton we have today without making any further capex.
Okay. Then maybe if you could also shed a little bit of light on why this is happening now. As I understand it, this factory has been for sale for a while, so why the move now?
I think that is a question, sir, with all respect, that you need to ask the seller. You can probably, and you're probably quite updated on the selling organization from which we have a very good impression, and what strategic options they have had, and what strategic options then they finally decided to pursue. A transaction in this configuration is something that has been concluded over a relatively short period of time, even though for the reason you indicate, we've had them on our radar screens since quite some time. But the target being available in this format and configuration is of relatively recent date, and we have made the due diligence and integration planning and so forth over a relatively short period of time.
Understood. Thanks a lot and congrats.
Thank you.
Thank you. Our next question comes from the line of James Targett from Bergen, London. Please ask your question.
Oh, good afternoon, gentlemen. It's James Targett here from Berenberg. Couple of questions. Firstly, just coming back to the EBIT per kilo question. I think you're saying that you're expecting the EBIT per kilo to be below average for food ingredients, but I just wondered if you could give some more color on the time frame for getting the EBIT per kilo up to that kind of level. Whether it's from the second half of next year or you're talking about, 3-5 years down the line. And then just in terms of exceptional items, are there anything related to this transaction we should be aware of? And then sort of final question, you just touched on the CapEx potential. I just wondered in terms of midterm CapEx, this changes your plan significantly and how we should factor that into our numbers. Thanks.
Thank you, James. Good questions. EBIT per kilo, what kind of guidance can we give you? I believe we disclosed around when we a few years ago acquired the Louisville operation in the U.S., we disclosed relatively well what kind of EBIT per kilo you can expect in this kind of business. And that was at the time also around the average of AAK, which since then has improved. But please look upon bakery, margarines, shortenings, pumpable shortenings. Some products would be relatively simple. Some products will be more technically advanced. And the average of all of that would be what we had in food ingredients as an average a few years ago. How long time will it take to bring it up to that level? We don't want to commit. We say that it will contribute to our EBIT by second half of 2015. So are we up to that level by end of 2015? Difficult to say, but as you know, food industry is not about quick fixes. We see a lot of both CapEx and cost and transportation cost and commercial top line organic growth synergies here, but it's difficult to predict an absolute time frame. But here should be opportunity.
And just in terms of the exceptional costs and the CapEx?
We don't see any particular exceptional cost and CapEx. Here is a well-run factory, but built for a significantly larger volume than the 100,000 ton we are talking about now. And that means it can absorb volumes, organic growth in Scandinavia, in the Nordic countries, in the UK, and also in our Dutch factory, limiting the CapEx needs in those locations. To exactly quantify that is not so easy, but it's a material number. And it, as a matter of fact, basically motivates the whole acquisition price.
But in terms of the, are you lowering your expectations for CapEx over the next couple of years as a result, or?
No, you should not calculate in that way, I think, Casper, because we have the underlying CapEx levels that we have guided in the past. And then on top of that, we have announced the Brazilian greenfield for a couple of weeks ago, which will come on top on the normal level.
Okay. All right.
See it more as we limit the need and we cap the need for CapEx when we are successful and we obtain a reasonable organic growth.
Sure. Great. Thanks very much.
Thank you, James.
Thank you. If you would like to ask a question today, please press star 1 on your telephone keypad. As a reminder, that's star 1 for a question. Our next question comes from the line of Richard Koch from Kepler Cervix. Please ask your question.
Hi, Richard Koch from Kepler Cheuvreux. Just want to clarify the exceptional costs. Did you mean that you will have no, there will be no M&A costs or no other exceptional costs for this transaction whatsoever?
Hello, Richard. Thank you for your clarifying question. Good and important. Of course, there is an acquisition cost, and Fredrik can comment on that a little bit, maybe. I just wanted to underline that there is not any material restructuring cost or anything of that sort, of material sort. But Fredrik, do you want to comment on the acquisition costs?
Yeah, of course. There will be some acquisition-related costs that we will record in the second quarter. And if you look at our last acquisitions, you will find that they have been between 7 to 10, and I expect that they will be more or less in line with the previous acquisitions.
Okay. And second question, are you concerned about the number of production sites that's continuing to grow? I mean, you already have production, as you mentioned, in Holland. Do you really need production in Belgium as well? Do you need it everywhere, or was this just that it was cheap, basically?
No, I wouldn't say that. As Fredrik has indicated, the purchasing price is very reasonable. But no, I repeat, a big part of what we are doing could be classified as semi-speciality. Semi-speciality can successfully, i.e. profitably, travel 1,000 to 1,600 kilometers subject to where competition and the customer are located. So this gives a nice opportunity to in a broader way, cover the Benelux and the French and partly the German market. We have a good factory in Sandijk outside Amsterdam, which is not too far away from this. In all theory, if we were prepared to invest a lot at new sites, in all theory, it could be effective to have Maxim and Sandijk at the same place. That's totally impossible. It would be huge investments. They are now so nearby that we can combine them. Sandijk can be further specialized on infant nutrition and parts of CCF, which both have been very successful. And Maxim can specialize on bakery. So big synergies, we want more factories. We want more footholds where we can service the local markets with the semi-speciality products. The speciality products, they can travel the world without any problem whatsoever, but the big part of this industry is the semi-speciality products with the same drivers, no trans fat, low saturated fats, reduced cost for the customer, and. But they are relatively transportation cost intensive, so we need more factories, not fewer factories. I hope that clarified your question, Richard.
Partly, but I'm still a bit surprised in a way that it's, these two factories, I mean, the Dutch one and the one that you're acquiring now, they're still, as you just said, that they're quite closely...
The Dutch factory is not possible to expand very much further, and it's growing very nicely.
Okay, that's helpful. Thank you.
Thank you.
Our next question comes from the line of Oscar Carlson from Erik Penser Bank. Please ask your question.
Yes, hello, this is Oscar Carlson at Erik Penser Bank. Could you please elaborate a bit more on the growth prospects for CSM going forward?
Hello, Oscar. The organic growth prospects here is threefold. One, we believe that the organization we are taking over can continue to grow, and particularly while adding the AAK, the existing AAK product portfolio to this organization. Second, AAK's existing organization in certain geographies can see additional organic growth having the availability of some of the CSM products. There are some unique things in the CSM range that could be useful for the AAK people. Speaking bakery. And then, as you know, many bakeries would also use some CCF products, and adding that to the CSM organization, we believe, will also be very helpful. So basically, that would be the three different drivers of organic growth.
Hey, can you give any sort of numbers on the actual growth rates that we could expect in the future? Or?
No, but to be realistic, we are in the food segment, we are in Western Europe, we have lots of professional competition not so far away from this, so you should most likely in your models integrate relatively modest numbers.
Okay, perfect. Thank you.
Thank you, Oscar.
Thank you.
Our next question comes from the line of Richard Koch. Please ask your question.
Yeah, hi. Just a follow-up question. From when will this start being part of your business? From today, or?
No. It will take, I will say, roughly speaking, 3 months until it will be in our books.
We calculate roughly 3 months between signing and closing.
We need approval by competition authorities.
Okay, so from Q3 onwards, basically.
Yeah, that should be a good estimate, Rickard.
Okay, thanks.
Thank you. If there are any further questions, please press star 1 on your telephone keypad. There are no questions at this time. Please continue.
Thank you very much for participating in this conference call, and thank you very much. Goodbye.
Thank you, everybody. Talk to you soon. All the best.
Thank you. That does conclude today's conference call. Thank you for participating. You may now all disconnect.